Alright, folks, I'm gonna try this whole fucking podcast thing again. Yeah, we'll see how this one goes. I'm gonna try to stick to, you know, stuff that might not get me, blocked again. Just had a few things that have been, on my mind lately. Deciding whether I want to start this shit again or not, and, well, I'm giving it another go. We'll see how it goes this time. So to begin with, you know, today is July 4th, American Independence Day, and was wondering what there is to celebrate, really, because as you get to know more and more of the actual history of this country, gets harder and harder to understand why you would celebrate anything, really, because, you know, independence from the British, okay, for who? The ruling class in America? I mean, there has always been this division, separation between normal working people, immigrants, indigenous people, whatever you want to call it, versus the ones on top who, you know, use them to build their so-called democracy, freedom-loving nation, whatever the catchphrase is. Look, I'm not trying to diss anybody. I believed in all these stories and myths also about America until you start to learn the actual history and you realize, well, I mean, who celebrates Independence Day? The Native Americans? The Indigenous Americans? The African Americans? The so-called illegal immigrants who are brought in by guess who? The U.S. government for cheap labor because of capitalism. Because it's always about cheap labor and maximum profits. For who? The ruling class. D.C. You think these people, these billionaires, give a fuck about American citizens? And here we are. Social media, Instagram is completely useless. It was designed to fucking to kill brain cells. Like, literally, the amount of dumb shit on there mixed in with celebrities flexing their wealth. The ruling class flexing their wealth to constantly remind you of the division. You are not them. This is how you want to be, but you can't because you're poor. And they constantly rub it in your face with social media. I mean, Instagram at first at least used to be like funny memes, this, that, whatever. But now it's just like this celebrity doing this, trying to look human. It's just another tool so that we think of them as the good guys, the ones looking out for us, so that we like them. That's the whole job of media, is to make you believe that your oppressors are your friends looking out for you. I mean, it's just when I take a step back and look at how things are actually just working in the so-called Western countries, quotation, air quotes, it's just, talk about utopian. They try to, you know, call on the socialists, the communists, the whatever, and call them fantasy-believing utopians. And then I take a step back and look at Western civilization, so-called civilization, and I'm like, really? You're going to call them the utopians, the fantasy believers, versus the reality you are currently living in? I mean, this is the power of media, of images, of sound. What is media? It's nothing but a library. What are these media talking heads? They're nothing but librarians. But they will only point to the celebrity magazine sections. They don't want you to have any of this other knowledge in this library. Howard Zinn said, my education only began when I left school, when I got out of school. That's when I really started to learn stuff. Yeah. Because look, it's not that complicated. You visualize any person, let's say, as a circle, which is producing sound. Okay? You see the sound waves in the circle, just going in and out, like your heartbeat. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Okay? You know the, what the fuck was it called? Hold on, let me look it up. What's it called? What was it called? No, that's not what it's called. Oh my goodness. It's the thing, the metal plate using certain sound frequency that moves. Cymatics, okay, right, cymatics. So you play a certain frequency on a metal plate and you sprinkle some sand on it and it makes a pattern, right? That's what media is. Music, media, news, whatever, stories, movies, anything that produces sound produces an image in your head. That metal plate is your fucking head, your mind, the movie screen. The sound, the frequency, the song, whatever that they play on the plate is the media, news, whatever. And the images, the patterns that are formed by the particles of the sand, the patterns creating an image, is the message, story, image, whatever that they are putting inside your head. Okay, so it's called cymatics, okay. So that's all it is. Like everything going on right now, geopolitics, blah, blah, blah. It's just the same fucking patterns. Probably because geography is the same pattern. It hasn't changed. Right, geography doesn't change. Not until something crazy happens by the planet Earth, which probably is caused by the sun and the planets and the stars. Because it's the same pattern over and over, occurring over millions, thousands, hundreds, thousands, millions of billions of years. Right? Nothing new under the sun. I really wonder if these ruling classes already know about these sun cycles and earthquakes and volcanoes, grand solar minimums, and they just plan accordingly. All these big wars, they just plan accordingly to these sun cycles because they know they won't be able to feed all these mouths now. So once the farmer goes bankrupt, what does he do with his sheep? He sends them off to the meat market. First he fleeces them, you know, sells the wool off. Then he sells them to the meat market for the meat. Because he can't feed these bastards no more. So what do? You send them off to war. All these young men, in the peak of their fucking lives, being sent off to the meat grinder. Palki Sharma, the so-called Indian journalist, Palki Sharma is an idiot. Okay? She's an embarrassment to India. She is shameless, an embarrassment to India. I don't know who the fuck is funding her. Probably Western-backed. Probably America Western-backed. Okay, when I say Western countries, it's bullshit. Western countries is a facade. Okay, it's a front. They're technically, more accurately, they're Western companies. Okay? They just use a name for the nation, country, and these are these citizens. It's all bullshit. They're companies. The citizens are treated like workers in a company. They don't give a fuck. They're just viewed as numbers for maximum profit for the shareholders who own the puppets that they put on a show for the so-called citizens, workers. Their leaders, the leaders of these so-called Western companies are puppets. It's a puppet show. They're owned by these companies. These so-called puppet leaders are owned by these companies to give the people, the workers, of the citizens of these companies, the illusion that this is a country, that there is a government, that blah blah blah. It doesn't mean shit. They're all run like companies. Okay, Palki Sharma is an idiot. She's just another mouthpiece of Western propaganda. Shame on you, Palki Sharma. India, please take Indian government, please do something about all this bullshit Western propaganda being fucking sold to millions in the name of your nation. Please stop repeating Western bullshit propaganda. Haven't you had enough of Western American hegemony? Like, do you guys have fallen in love with your bullies? What is wrong with you? You fell in love with your bully. You repeat the nonsense your bully has brainwashed you with. That's what I'm saying. We're water, and all someone has to do is vibrate a certain way, and the water will produce those patterns. Right? We all know how water reacts to sound. We're bags of water. Someone will keep repeating some nonsense. Over a period of time, we all start to repeat that nonsense. Because we're nothing but tape recorders, right? Yuji Krishnamurti? We're nothing but tape recorders. It's that easy. Say, da-da. Say, mama. Mama. da da. That's all it is. That's how simple it is. Schools, our education systems in the West have become nothing but fucking tape recordings. These so-called teachers, educators are nothing but fucking tape recorders. Right? There's a certain audiobook has been written into their hard drive, and all they do is repeat the same bullshit, right? And then they say, no, it has to be written for you to be civilized. What about oral tradition? Much more efficient. That's why they use that in school. First from the textbooks, so you repeat the nonsense in the textbooks, then through oral, mouth to ear. Much more efficient, just repeat the same nonsense, take this data from this mouth, put it through in an auditory process, so you these other blank slates can hear it through their ears, and copy, write it down in their hard drive, and we got from one copy, now you have 100 copies who will repeat the same nonsense. That's the power of media. That's how simple it is. Bags of water. You just produce this sound over here. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey hear, monkey say. You had one copy, now you have thousands of copies who will repeat the same nonsense. Just same nonsense, day in, day out. That's how simple it is. And they've got us so well brainwashed, we will defend the bully. The ones being bullied will defend the bully because he did such a great job. He, she, I don't give a fuck. All at the same time, they sell their products. Buy my product. This is my new line of whatever. Buy my merch. It's just like... Even in the podcast world, okay, let's say some people are talking about a very serious topic. All of a sudden, in the middle, they'll have to say, okay, we have to cut right now because we have to, you know, put in our sponsors. Buy my pillow. Buy gold. Buy this supplement. Buy my product. It's retarded. We are completely fucking useless retards. It just is so frustrating. It's so saddening. It's like, it's not even worth it, man. Sometimes it's just not even worth it. Why? What's the point? There's no point of even saying anything or even fighting against anything. Like, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. People aren't even serious. The whole thing is a joke, man. We live in a fucking Joker world. Ruled by Jokers. And everybody's fine with it. We're all happy with it. I mean, what's the point? What's the fucking point? They'll talk about some serious topic and all of a sudden in the middle they have to take a break for some completely retarded product they have to sell. That completely takes away the seriousness of the conversation. It's a joke, man. It's a fucking joke. Also, for Colonel Douglas McGregor, your channel, Our Country, Our Choice, right? That's the one. Whoever's in charge of the sound department for that channel, please... bend him over and give him a good spanking because Colonel Douglas McGregor has a great voice. And they put a little lapel mic on his shirt or whatever that makes his great voice sound like shit. So please bend that fucker over and spank the shit out of him. Give Colonel Douglas McGregor a proper fucking mic so that these clowns understand the power of sound. Sound is consciousness. Sound is everything. Please, it's not that complicated. Just get him a fucking proper mic, not some little pinhole microphone that takes that great booming voice that turns it into a fucking chihuahua. What the fuck is wrong with these so-called professionals? You can't even do your fucking job. You can't even do your fucking job that you got hired for. Bunch of fucking mediocrity all over. I'm tired of people doing half-ass jobs with their fucking life, their fucking jobs. Like, and then they bitch about how their whole country is going. If you're gonna be a dumb fuck, you're gonna elect dumb fucks, and you're gonna be happy with your dumb fuck life. So stop your bitching. If that's your level of whatever you are happy with in your life, if that's your best, if that's the best you can give, go suck a dick, man. Go to some corner alley and suck someone's dick because you're useless. You can't even do your fucking job. I'm tired of clowns. I'm just tired of jokers, clowns, people who are not serious about anything. Everything's a joke. Tired of these people. They're the ones who completely ruin societies. You uphold and fucking promote and push garbage on your people, and then you wonder why your country has gone to shit. Bunch of idiots, get up on in front of a mic and just spew nonsense, just completely bringing down the whole population's intelligence levels, and then you turn around and say, what the fuck is going on with our country? Why are we falling behind? Why this? Why that? And anybody who stands up to speak the truth is shut up. That's how simple it is. Some bird on this tree is singing some song. And all these other birds on this tree is saying, no, we don't like that song. That little fucker is gonna mess up our whole free lunch. We gotta get rid of that bird. That's how easy it is. We're little packages of water. And all they have to do is produce some sound frequency that we can vibrate on. They got us by the balls. Here, monkey, dance. Do this, do that. Because I said so. Because I got the microphone. I got the fucking... I'm in control of the sound. The images. I'm the Wizard of Oz. You fucking useless fuckers are going to do what I say. Because I'm all great and powerful and mighty. Because I work the sound system. That's why churches are all always about the sound system. We gotta get a better sound system. So we can put them under our spell. All these fucking useless cows. We can put them all under our spell. Just with the right notes, the tunes, the words, blah blah blah. We can put all of them under our spells. And they can just give us their money. It's a fucking circus. It's so easy. It's easier than stealing candy from a kid. That's how easy it is. It's easier than stealing candy from a fucking kid. The kids are smarter. Children are smarter. They can tell when an adult is a douchebag. Kids can tell if they can trust an adult or not. Maybe not all kids. Okay, there's Some kids are just too innocent. They just... But let's say, let's take dogs. Dogs know what human they can trust and not. They can tell. Because you vibrate a certain way. Your heart, if your heart is rotten, you give out rotten vibrations that animals who haven't been brainwashed can pick up on. And they know this motherfucker is not a good person. They don't have a good heart. They can tell. But adults have been so brainwashed, their hard drives have been filled with so much bullshit, they're the easiest to fucking manipulate. Adults are the easiest to fucking brainwash, trigger, do whatever. Bunch of useless, brainwashed monkeys. That's how easy it is. Bunch of nothing but bags of water. They'll keep repeating the same trigger words, songs, movies, stories, blah, 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 news stories, this, that. The immigrant is the problem. They're coming and taking your jobs. They're taking black jobs now. What the fuck are black jobs? What jobs are they taking? The ones you don't want to do because you're so full of rights. Your pants are too tight and you're full of rights. Right? That these so-called immigrants who are coming over the border and taking your jobs. Who's letting them in, dumbass? Who's letting them in? Why are they coming as refugees? Because your government went and fucked up their country. When the fuck? It's 2024. How are we still falling for the same? Nothing has changed. This is what I'm saying. Nothing has changed. It's the same tactics. They keep repeating the same bullshit in the news, and we keep falling for the same shit. I thought humans were fucking top of the pyramid. We're smarter than animals, apparently. That's what they keep saying. But it just, when I observe humanity, it doesn't feel like that. I think sometimes some humans are much easier to train than dogs, than animals. I'm just saying, when I look at humanity, when I look at certain individuals, when I look at big crowds and how they act over a fucking celebrity or whatever, I'm just like, wow, man, it's like, we don't need gods anymore, some invisible fantasy imaginary god anymore. We just give them a real human idol they can project on, and we got them by the balls. What's the difference between an idol, a statue, and a human? What's the difference? The mechanism is all the same. They are produced. Their image is portrayed in a certain way so that we all project our whatever on them, and they got us by the balls. Now you give them your money. You buy their product. You follow them. You repeat their nonsense. It's just, what's the difference between an idol, a statue, and a celebrity? What's the difference? We went from projecting all that on stars, then we anthropomorphized those values and projections onto a statue, a god, an image, and then they literally took that and put it all into a human, a celebrity, a star, and then they milk you. That's how easy it is. What's the difference? They understand how projection works. They understand the mechanics. And they use it to milk you. And we eat it up. Even if you explain to someone how all this works, it doesn't even matter. That's why I keep saying, what's the point, man? What's the point in any of this? It's like, at least back in the day, it felt like people would value knowing something. So because now they know, they can, act differently, do different, whatever, not fall for the same bullshit over and over. But like now in 2024, it feels like it doesn't even matter. Even if they know, it's like, whatever. I'm keep gonna keep doing it. It doesn't matter. Like it is, there's no, it's like there's no point of even knowing the truth. They can know the truth and then still put themselves under the fantasy spell, whatever, and go along with the show. It's like they don't even care. Okay then. I feel like that's where we are. It's like with they even if they know, they don't care. So what's the point then? Might as well enjoy the circus bread and wine. I mean, right? What's the point? What's the point? Oh, they're gonna start another war. They're probably gonna draft us, both men and women. We're gonna go die for these billionaire company lords, right? We don't care. We'll go. We got nothing better to do. Shit, I'll go die for some pedo billionaire. I got nothing else going on. My life is useless, right? We're all yoked by debt. I'll go die for some pedo billionaire. My family can survive on them by themselves, just drowning in debt. Doesn't matter. I'll go die for a pedo billionaire lord. Democracy? What democracy? We still live in feudalism with newer technology, right? Janis Varoufakis, techno feudalism. Except there's no music, techno music. It's feudalism with digital yokes that we recharge every night or every day. Not even every night anymore. I mean, it's just carry an extra battery pack, so you're always plugged in. What's the point, man? Like, I don't. It doesn't matter. Everybody's gonna go out tonight, set off fireworks. Every year, same shit. We don't care what the actual story is. We got nothing else to do. We got nothing better to do. We'll all go, watch the fireworks, eat food, get drunk, take videos, pictures, blah, blah, blah. The same shit every year. Nothing new under the sun. All right, we're literally like on a vinyl record going round and round every day, right? And it could be playing the same songs over and over and over and over and over and over every day. Every day is Groundhog's Day. They just put different sounds to this day is called this sound. That day is called that sound. What's the difference between this day and that day? I don't know. This day is to Thor. That day is to the sun. This day is to Freya, right? That day is to, like, this is why the planets were worshipped as gods, because this planet was celebrated on this day. That's how we got the calendar. That's how the bankers kept track of time. They decided the holidays. On the holidays, they take a break and you give them money. Right? The bankers are probably the ones who started Sunday school. Fuck it. You gotta train them from when they're young to give us their money. You train them when they're young, you form a habit, a pattern, they'll do it till adults drop dead. I mean, it's just living off your livestock. What's the difference? Nothing has changed. Some people figured out the process, the mechanics, the system, and then just scaled it up to to infinity and beyond. That's why I almost sometimes, not almost, that's why a lot of times I just, it doesn't even matter to me anymore. I feel like it's just, like I said, repeating the same bullshit. Nothing's gonna change. Jordan Maxwell said, the more we try to change, the more we remain the same. Yuji Krishnamurti said, what's the point of these revolutions? We all go back to the same systems anyways. You know what, fucking apparently King Solomon in Proverbs, right? What has been will be again. There's nothing new under the sun. Yeah, it's just like, it just seems pointless to me. After a certain point, just feels pointless. It's like even in the movie Snowpiercer, right? The guy up at the engine, even he said the head and the tail work together. It's the Ouroboros, right? It's good cop, bad cop, Trump, Biden, this, that. Duality, right? Because you need duality to have a story, beginning and end, light and darkness, day and night. I mean, that's how you write a script. Location, day, night, beginning, the end. Story structure. There's no story, we're animals. There's no difference. Animals don't live inside a story structure, only humans do. How do you have a story? You use sound and images. You know, see animals going around, painting pictures, drawing stick figures on rocks. You know, they don't give a fuck. Like, they just live based on instinct, just like the rest of us humans do basically 90% of the time. Right, I mean, for those who don't understand English, I'm just producing fucking random noises right now. Right? It makes no difference than a bird, a dog, a dolphin, fucking donkey braying, like, horse. What does a horse do? What sound does a horse? Neighing? Like, it doesn't matter. Right? We're all dogs barking. There's more melody than the barking of a dog, right? If I could understand my dog, then I would probably have conversations with my dog, right? Fucking, what difference does it make? At the end of the day, you gotta sleep, you gotta eat, you gotta take shit, you're gonna fart, you're gonna do all these things that every living thing is doing. If you have a mouth, you have an asshole. Right? What goes in must come out. I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference between a worm and a human? What's the difference? You have a mouth and an anus. You eat shit to survive off the energy of that food, and then you shit it out. What's the difference? And the whole process continues forever. The earth is a giant worm. We're the little fucking food it survives off of. Volcano is the mouth and anus, right? Of the earth. It's just, oh my god, man. All holes are the same. UGK, right? All holes are the same. Fuck me, man. That's what I say. Sometimes. It's just, we're gonna go to the moon, collect the dust from the far side, bring it back to Earth so that we have unlimited energy, right? Because of whatever particles hitting the backside of the moon, blah, 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 right? America has so much oil under our soil, but it costs more energy to dig up that oil than what that barrel of oil that has been dug up is worth. You spend more energy, you spend 3 barrels of energy to dig up 1 barrel of energy. What is that called? Entropy, motherfucker. Entropy. Positive cells, no, positive neurons, negative neurons. Is it neurons? We're nothing but a battery, like in the Matrix. Positive, negative, day, night. Recharge and discharge. You put the car in the garage, right? And then 9 months later, you get a mini car out of that garage. I mean, it's life is just a weird thing, man. Right? It's just our reality is just weird. It's just weird. You put in, you put your worm in to the hole, right? And then you cause some friction and you produce some sounds. And then boom, there's a big bang. And then 9 months later, there's a whole new universe. A whole new bag of water coming out. This bigger bag of water with its own sound-producing battery. Doop-doop, 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 right? That battery will last however long, based on its environment. And then, you know, hopefully it can produce another bag of, you know, heartbeat water before it dies. That's what all of reality is doing. The sun is the heartbeat, tuk-tuk, tuk-tuk, of our solar system, bag of water. That whole image has been scaled down into you. You are the mini version of that bag of water. The sun beating in the center of our galaxy is doing the same thing inside your heart. Tuk-tuk, 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 bag of water. And, you know, we produce more bags of water before we stop beating and our bag of water turns into wine that the earth drinks up. Right? Grapes are little bags of water that die and their blood is fermented. And we drink that blood, grape blood, Kool-Aid. And then we act all funny. Right? Earth is doing the same thing as we do with grapes. Right? You turn into little raisins. Depending on how you handle that little bag of water. Right? It is a pretty bleak image, the actual reality of how things work, but, you know, images and sounds and music and stories and food and sex and whatever make it bearable, I guess you could say. Make it little more interesting than realizing every day is Groundhog's Day and, you know, do the same thing as a groundhog literally every day until you stop doing that. You go to sleep and you don't wake up. Your battery has run its course, and yeah, it's just you. Hopefully, you can produce, you know, more batteries before you stop making the Energizer Bunny, you know, produce sound. Right? Nothing lasts forever. Even our sun is gonna go out sometime, apparently. As above, so below. As within, so without. Macro, micro. Scale. It's about scale. Musical notes. It's about music. Heartbeat. Sound. Consciousness. Scale. It's all musical. Scale in, scale out. Scale up, scale down. It's all musical. One group of people will always vibrate a certain way because that's their pattern. The bully will always be a bully. What do you expect the bully to do? If there's no bully, there's no story. The story needs all the characters for it to work. So the bully will play the bully's part the best the bully can. So what are the rest of the characters supposed to do? The rest of the characters who are being bullied by the bully, what is their part in the story? If Joffrey wasn't Joffrey, what would happen to that story? What would the grandma's line be if Joffrey wasn't Joffrey? Hump the poor boy. What would she say then? If Joffrey wasn't Joffrey, what would the grandma do? Joffrey wouldn't drink the Kool-Aid, his own Kool-Aid. And then, you know, the story would be different. Do we want a different story? Do we care? Or are we just, you know, going with the flow? Just salmon flowing downriver, not up? Because apparently sperm now doesn't flow upriver. It doesn't do anything. Because even sperm now is useless, apparently, right? They don't move. Just everything has gotten so retarded that even sperm now doesn't do what it's supposed to. Sperm doesn't do what it's supposed to. The egg doesn't do what it's supposed to. Women aren't women anymore. Men aren't men anymore. The sun is the moon now. The moon is the sun now. You know, what's the difference? What difference does it make? We can do whatever the fuck we want. We don't have to do anything. We can just Netflix and chill and watch WALL-E on repeat. Right? It doesn't matter. What's a heartbeat? Why does our heart beat? I don't care. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. What does it matter? You know, it's gonna stop beating after a while, so I might as well do whatever I want. Well, if the sun and the moon did whatever they wanted, if the earth did whatever it wanted, if water did whatever it wanted, if earthquakes, volcanoes, all the animals, like everything around us did whatever it wanted, it would be chaos. I think, right? Wouldn't that be a big bowl of chaos? There's no order, no patterns, no predictability, no stability, no night and day. Everything's just whatever. So then, I wonder how all of us would turn out. What do you think would happen to life on this planet? Well, we'll probably find out soon enough. If all these other scientists who don't believe in consensus are saying is what's going to happen, then we'll find out soon enough, I guess. The only constant is change, but even that change is predictable. The word random is not random. It has a certain structure, order, grammar, pattern. There's no such thing as chaos, I don't think. Everything follows a rhythm and pattern. Like I keep saying, everything is music, sound. Sound is not random. Even white noise, static noise, whatever, has a certain frequency, order, structure, pattern. There's no random there's no random sounds. Even if on a piano keyboard you just play random notes, random keys, those keys are structured in a certain order. You're playing them randomly, but the whole beginning of your randomness is structured. The keys are set out in a certain structure. Right? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. A certain structure, low to high. No such thing as random. That whole piano, or whatever musical instrument, is a symbol of order. To fucking create that musical instrument, you needed order, structure, pattern. It's an amalgamation of order. And you say there's random chaos, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Chaos, okay. What is chaos? It's a splash. You throw a rock into a pond or lake, the splash it produces, and then the ripples. Even the ripples have a certain order, structure, pattern. The splash is the only chaos you can say, which is just a blink of an eye. So-called chaos doesn't last forever. It's just a split second. A volcano erupting. The atomic bomb going off. But even the way a volcano explodes, the sound ripples it produces, the ash cloud, ash column, it's all structured. There's no such thing as, or if there is, it's a blink, a split second. It's you spank the kid on the ass after it's born, so you make it start crying. Even the cry has a certain order, structure, pattern. It's the slap on the ass is the chaos for a split second to produce the rhythm, sound, crying, heartbeat, whatever. Breathing air in, opening his eyes. Welcome to reality, monkey. Welcome to reality, which is order. Now, it depends who is setting that order, right? That's what you are here for. Lights go out. Who lights up a candle? Who does, dummy? Who does? Your heartbeat? Your dog? Your monkey? Who does? You do, dummy. Because you're the point of awareness of order. You bring in order in this universe because that's what this whole system is a reflection on. You're a reflection of. You're the symbol of order. Man is the measure of the universe. Not like man, woman, like humanity is the measure of the universe. You're a symbol of order. These sounds I'm producing into this microphone is order. Do you understand this order of sounds called English? Not dog bark? Then there you go, you understand this structure of order. We are symbols of order. Your body is all working in harmony together. So you can be present in this, not virtual reality, organic, biological, chemical reality you call your life on this planet. All man can do is try to imitate what he is already present inside of. You're a little particle, water particle, bag, molecule vibrating on this Earth's infrasound frequency, holding up everything, gravity, this, that, your life, because it's all ordered. It's all ordered. Now, if you want to call that God, then okay, God is a sound, a vibration, a frequency that this water molecule part drop is vibrating on, being held in this certain order, cymatics, scaled up. Om, in the beginning was the word, Om. Sound. Word is sound. The word is the image. The image is the word. There's no difference. When you read subtitles or a book, whose voice do you read it in? Your dog's? You read it in your own voice. What is someone's spirit? Someone's spirit is alive. You just hear their voice in your head. That's what you call spirit. Spirit means breath. Breath is sound. When you breathe, you're producing sound because you're sucking in water, vaporized water. Do the same thing in your mother's womb. Her heartbeat was the foundation. Cymatics, her heartbeat producing sound in that water, circular water plate womb, attracting all the particles in a certain pattern. Creating your dumbass monkey. Alright. Everything is ordered. You're a symbol of order. Alright. You're a symbol of order, monkey. Peace, monkeys, peace.